You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I know it is election day. I know it is voting day. I still got to give you guys some medical news as we get it. A couple things out there saying people that live nice, long lives end up actually having low vitamin D, not high vitamin D. So now we need to kind of rethink this whole vitamin D thing. Also, it looks like a third of teenagers are already walking around with the dementia gene. Only a third. We got a third. We have a lot of other news coming in, especially with cholesterol medicine and another medicine or a monoclonal antibody that's going to help prevent you getting the aches. If you can't take your cholesterol medicine, so then you can take your cholesterol medicine and then live longer. So now you're taking one medicine to help another medicine. If you're just as confused as I, good. That means nothing's wrong with me. Then somebody was shot in the forehead. His bullet got removed through his nose. That's always cool to talk about. But we got a lot of cool medical stories, but I know what's on everybody's mind right now is the election, and it's very stressfully on everyone's mind. So we're going to just try to ease through the next few hours. I know everybody's on pins and needles. I still don't understand why it's this close. This really should have been a slam dunk. I don't understand why we have to be on pins and needles. I was watching CNN today. Again, is it John King? You know, showed how difficult it is for Romney to win. You know, with that stupid colorful map. I really don't get why Nevada is blue. That just doesn't make any sense to me. So, anyway, my blood pressure is already up. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to worry. The polls don't start closing till 7 o'clock Eastern time in some states, 7:30. You know, we could just relax a little bit. We don't have to get all upset. Let's just enjoy the day. I'm going to be a little later hooking up with Rusty Humphreys. Rusty Humphreys from TRN, going to be broadcasting some results with him. Pretty excited about that. So I was like, all right, you know, so just kind of hang out, get through the day, see my patients in the office, and we'll deal with the whole election stuff later tonight. And it's just not happening. Emails pouring through. Stress, Dr. Dahlia, I can't sleep. What's going to happen tomorrow night? I won't be able to sleep, so we'll talk about it again. I didn't get a chance to go into ways to help you go to sleep where you don't have to keep popping an Ambien, so we'll talk about that. So pretty busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I thought I was going to get a good night's sleep last night. I was like, all right, we're fine. Going to go to sleep. And then I find out that two things. I find out that voting had already begun in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. And within an hour, the results came back a dead tie. 10 people voted, 5 for Obama, 5 for Romney. So I think that already set the stage for what we're seeing today. And that was frustrating because I figured, okay, I'd like to know one way or another. And then what also kept me up was, I guess Harrison Ford may be in the Star Wars sequel. Did you guys hear about this? Okay, so you know Disney bought Lucasfilm Ltd. So Disney is now going to, I think, for $4 billion. Now, George Lucas, I think, is going to just donate the $4 billion to charity. Okay? But he says he's a little nervous about, because he's a little bit of a control freak, he says, about how Disney is going to take on the Star Wars episodes. You know, he's a little nervous. Well, one such move that is being entertained is bringing Harrison Ford back as Han Solo. I know he was very sexy and dapper then, is sexy and dapper now. What is he? He's 70? Is he turning 70 this year? Anyway, I don't know if you guys realize this, but Han Solo was supposed to die in Return of the Jedi. Apparently he was, I don't know if it was at the hands of an Ewok or what, but Han Solo was supposed to die in Star Wars Episode 6 of Return of the Jedi. But George Lucas decided it wouldn't be prudent, you know? He wanted a happy ending, wanted, you know, people to buy Han Solo toys. So having something that died wasn't good. So, I guess they're going to weave him back into the story. And it's very easy, because wasn't he, like, hanging out with Jabba the Hutt and making him mad and doing a lot of things with the weird, animal-looking creatures? So, it makes sense. They'll bring him back. Luke Skywalker, nobody's even asked about him since the 70s, so I don't think we have to worry about that one. So, we'll see. Yeah, he's 70 years old. All right. So, if he does play Han Solo, it would be pretty cool. Well, I mean, you know what? He did Indiana Jones. I didn't mind the Indiana Jones movie. I thought the Indiana Jones movie was pretty darn good. I liked it. I thought that was cool. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite, XM Communications, XM Satellite, as well as Talk Superstation and all the affiliates. Okay, looks like though today, all right, this starts out in today's news, where Ohio voiding software may be vulnerable to fraud. A court is actually hearing this case right now. A local candidate says a crucial piece of Ohio vote tallying software was not properly vetted by the state, and it could be hacked. A judge is actually going to be listening to this today. This is so important because Ohio is going to probably make or break this race. Everybody's predicting that we all know where the other states are going. Florida's probably going to go to Romney. Iowa's going to go to Obama, et cetera. It's all going to be up to Ohio. A judge will hear the case today and decide whether to grant an injunction against the use of the software today. It's a federal lawsuit filed in Columbus, Ohio, charges the Secretary of State's office with illegally installing untested software on voting systems in dozens of counties. This step creates a digital backdoor, which someone wishing to alter votes could be able to exploit. The suit seeks a temporary injunction to prevent the state from using the software today. A hearing is scheduled, already underway. It could prevent Ohio votes from being formatted by the new software and sent to the office of Secretary of State John Husted after polls close. Now, here's the thing. All right. We may not know who our next president is going to be tonight. If Ohio is too close to call, now they're dealing with the stupid software thing, it could be days before we know. Yeah, I'm not sure who else. I think it's only Ohio. I don't think anybody else has the software. But you'd think they would have figured this out years ago. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
All right, guys, are we back? We're all back. All right. Whew. Okay, obviously this is a crazy week. This is just a crazy time of year. This is a busy time of year. We got all the holidays, we got the running and hustling about, and then pretty soon Christmas season is going to come after Thanksgiving, which, by the way, we got a couple extra Christmas shopping days since Thanksgiving is coming early, so that should help the economy a little bit. Pretty excited about that. But all I've been getting the last couple weeks, I can't sleep. Dr. Dahlia, what do you do to get to sleep? I don't want to take the pills. One of you had written me on Twitter, Ambien doesn't work. You've taken everything from, what was it, melatonin to Ambien. I think that was Nancy. And I hear you guys. I don't think you're whining. Not being able to sleep is excruciating. I can't stand lying there in bed 1:30, then 2:15, then 3:45, and you keep telling yourself, okay, if I fall asleep right now, I'll get a good solid 3 hours. Okay, if I fall asleep right now, I can get a good solid 2 hours. And then all of a sudden the light starts coming up at 5-6 in the morning and you're done for. All right. We as, you know, adults, I mean, even children too, but we as adults really need to get our acts together when it comes to sleep. We were talking about on yesterday's show how insomnia puts you at risk for heart attack and stroke, and we didn't get a chance to go into all the ideas we have on how to get you to sleep. And a lot of the things that you could do to go to sleep, you just don't do them. All right, and when I give you this list, you're going to think it's going to take you all night to do this list. Well, you break this list up into little pieces. But we need to get people off the sleeping pills. When somebody tells me that the sleeping pill doesn't work, we have a problem, all right? You know, these sleeping pills need to be available and ready to work. Let's say if, God forbid, we go through a huge crisis. And, you know, we are just at a wreck and, you know, we need to sleep. For example, the nanny in New York, when she killed, the two children, two of the family's three children, mom came home to find her kids dead and the nanny was, slashing herself. By the way, the nanny said she had a fight with the mom the day before, a big one. All right. Well, then I guess, you know, you fight with your nanny, tell her to walk it off for a couple weeks. I don't know what to do with that one. I don't know what the fight could have been, but boy. That woman had time to go home and brood and, you know, but anyway, the father who was on a trip at the time, they said he had to be sedated. I mean, he had to be restrained. I couldn't. I don't know what I would do if I heard that. I just don't even want to think about it. So this is when we want those sleeping medications to be at our disposal to use. So when I hear people say they can't sleep, and all they have to do is go to work the next day. I mean, yeah, we have a lot of stressors. The election, the finances, our job. Yeah, a lot of stressors. But when the poop really hits the fan and, you know, we don't want to bring up certain things that could happen when that does happen. You know, that's when I want to make sure these medicines work. So don't waste the medicines on everyday sleep. True, we need you to get sleep. But if you guys become tolerant to these medicines now, what happens when you really need something to knock you out? Okay, so let's first start with, let's first start with the bedroom, okay? A lot of us sleep on mattresses and pillows that really aren't comfy, okay? My husband likes everything hard, hard pillows, those foam, what are those things? They foam and they change to you. What are they? Memory foam? Yeah, he lied. No. I want the most flat, squishy pillow that I could wrap around my head and I could, you know, put my chin on. Okay. And honestly, I have two pillows and those, I have to travel with those pillows. I cannot sleep on any other pillow except my two pillows, but it works. I don't need a sleeping medicine. If I could get cuddly with those pillows, I'm good. I also need my special type of blanket. It's not that I'm Linus needing to run around with my blankie, but honestly, if you go to a hotel or, you know, if you get stuck with a blanket, you know, just because it's a blanket that's sold at Walmart or Target and you buy it doesn't mean that's the blanket you really want to wrap around. I mean, a lot of us women, we don't handle the temperature changes as our hormones are dropping. And so I have a down comforter that's cold. You know, the white down, they're always cold. And then I have a warm blanket. And back and forth throughout the night, depending on how I feel, I could flip them on or off. So you really need to rearrange your bed. Now, true, our bedding is not very attractive. So it doesn't matter. If somebody's going to come over and see the bedroom, I really don't understand why people coming over have to see the bedroom to begin with. I just pick everything up, scoop it in the closet, and then I put one of those fancy comforters on so it looks like we sleep with a fancy comforter. But of course we don't sleep with a fancy comforter. I mean, I have a SpongeBob SquarePants blanket from one of my kids that's so soft from years of washing. I love that blankie. I fight with my son for that one all the time. So make sure your bedding is just what you need. Now, just because something is soft and furry, or let's say you like a faux fur, that doesn't mean it's the best thing to sleep with. It may feel good during the day when you're walking through the store rubbing it on your face. Doesn't mean that's going to help you sleep. So keep in mind with that. The temperature, all right? They say an ideal room temperature for sleeping is 60.8 to 64.4 degrees. Or for those of you in Celsius, like about 17 degrees Celsius. To me, that's way too cold. Okay, I like being in the high 70s. For my husband, that's too hot. But I have to admit, it being a little bit more cold and you needing to cuddle up with your blankets is easier to sleep in than heat. So try knocking the temperature down a notch. By the way, when you do knock the temperature down a notch or two, it does also prevent infection and colds, believe it or not. We're going to be talking about that more as we get into the cold season. So that's something to do. Of course, position, You know, a lot of people, you know, their doctors say, oh, I have to sleep on my back. I'm saying, if you can't sleep on your back, get off your back. All right? Tell them you need to sleep. It makes no good. It does you no good to, you know, try to sleep in a position that helps you musculoskeletal-wise if you can't sleep. Now, mind you, you just had surgery. Yeah, I mean, when I had umbilical hernia surgery, yeah, I had to sleep on my back. I just had to make it work. Of course, the lighting is important. Some of you may actually need colored lights. Some of you may need blue. Some of you dark red. Well, then fine. Change the light bulb. Why not? Okay, maybe the black doesn't do it. Some of you, you need it all black. Then you need to cut out any form of light. Some of you need a mask. Some of you can't stand sleeping with something on your face. Some of you actually need a nightlight and you're embarrassed. Okay, if you're embarrassed to tell your spouse that you need a nightlight, what I would do is say, look, when I get up in the middle of the night, I don't want to trip and fall. I need to have a source of light so I don't trip. Now, to me, that's good. You can even say Dr. Dahlia said I could have that happen. So for some of you that actually need a little bit of a nightlight, you could do that too. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are reviewing what you could do to help you sleep. Noise. Sometimes, like with our kids, we would have a fan in the background, nothing they could put their fingers into, to have a drown-out noise. And that would help them sleep and then fall asleep to the fan. Some of you, you need music. Soothing music. Don't do music that you want to, you know, sing a dance to. We got the beat. No, nothing like that. Have music that's just kind of ambient, something that could, you know, help you fall asleep. Do not fall asleep to the television. I remember my grandmother falling asleep to the television. I would have to share a room with her. During certain times, you know, depending on where we were financially with our house and, you know, when we had to live. And I'd share a room with her, and then all of a sudden, late night, the scary shows would come on, or Twilight Zone. And then I would wake up because that was on the TV. So be very careful with the TV. Maybe you need raindrops. Maybe you need running water. Maybe you need wind. I'm getting this from WikiHow. It is a very, very good source. A lot of good pictures. If you don't have a sleep mask, but you need to cover up an ear, you could use ties, you could use hankies, things like that to kind of cover up an ear or two. Get rid of the cats. My stupid cats keep me up all night. Can't stand. I love the cats during the day. Stupid cats keep me up all night. Now, what I do, hot shower. Before I go to bed, I have to take a hot shower. If I take a hot shower, or some of you may prefer a hot bath, that works, relaxing the muscles. Have you guys noticed I haven't said to take a pill? I haven't said to take a melatonin the whole time. Hot heat helps. Muscle loosening, muscle stretching. Some of you read. Some of you listen to archives of the Dr. Dahlia Show, and you say that puts you to sleep. Fine, I'll take it. Insulting, but I'll take it. Breathing techniques. You could hold your breath deeply for four counts. Take a breath. Hold your breath. Take another breath. You know, certain breathing techniques you could do. We want you to breathe in and out about six times a minute. Slow down your respiration. That could do it. But one of the biggest things that I see work is your happy place. All right? We talk about counting sheep and how boring counting sheep can be. Again, what you're trying to do is think of something monotonous to get your mind off your day, the election results, your mother-in-law. And so counting sheep is something monotonous. All right. Yes, the sheep could have big tushies and some of them could have mustaches, make you laugh a little. But for the most part, or a happy place, you being on a beach. One of my happy places is Aragorn taking me to Rivendell while I'm in his arms on the horse. I could fall asleep like that. That gives nice dreams, too. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, the stress. I mean, here I am on break, and I decide to go, and I update my Facebook and my Twitter for y'all, and I realize today's birthdays. All right, you go to the today's birthdays, and you realize there's people that you haven't even called for their birthday. You know, I hate to say it. You know, my sister's birthday, we were talking about the other day. My sister's birthday is the same day as my dad's anniversary of his death. And so I completely forgot that it was my sister's birthday because I was thinking about my dad until I went to Facebook. And then you're like, oh, no, I now need to go and tell everybody it's a birthday. Ah, I have a birthday. And it's stress. It just stresses everywhere. You know, we periodically on the show talk to you about how to decrease stress because I think that's really what ultimately kills all of us. The people that are cool and lay low and doing all right, they seem to do better. And as much as opponents of medical marijuana hate when I say this, I have to, as a doctor, say my patients that do pods, gosh, they seem relaxed. You know, and I have to admit, you know, they're And I look back at my patient population. Okay, who came down with cancer? Who came down with heart attacks? Who came down with severe depression? None of them smoke pot. And I'm not saying smoking pot's going to prevent cancer. Smoking pot's going to prevent high blood pressure. Smoking pot is going to prevent heart attack, stroke, cancer, etc. I'm not saying that. But, you know, I honestly, if it really, you know, if relaxation and lack of stress and no worries, man, no, ain't no thing. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. If that's really the key to good health, then maybe we're just going about this all wrong. I don't know. I don't know. Not that I would ever recommend marijuana, but I mean, I think we really need to come up with a safe and legal way for people to just kind of say no big thing. I mean, that is what these SSRIs, these serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors do. That is what they do. But again, people get all nervous. Oh, Dr. Dahl, you're pushing pharmaceuticals again. How could you? You know, we were talking about, you know, trying to sleep, how to get to sleep. Aromatherapy, I'm a huge fan of. Now, I'm not allowed to do it in my house. My husband does not want to smell lavender oil, lemon balm oil. Apparently, he's already dealing with all the girly smells that we already have with my hairspray and my Victoria's Secret Love body splash and all my hair products and then the makeup products. I mean, he gets mad because sometimes he even sprays some of that stuff on my boys, you know, just to make the clothes smell better. And, you know, he was like, okay, now at night I gotta, you know, smell it too. You know, nighttime is when we're supposed to smell the dogs and the cats and all the burping and the farting. And for some reason, that's what puts him to sleep. So if that's what put my husband to sleep, you know, fine. I that's why he probably hasn't dumped me yet with my gas issues. But, for some of you that don't have to argue with your husband, or for some of you men that as far as I'm concerned, are extremely manly men, I think, you know, some lavender oil, chamomile oil, lemon balm oil, that stuff is cool. Make a bath. These oils have been shown to help relax. There's a massage blend. WikiHow describes 4 drops lavender oil, 4 drops mandarin oil, 3 drops nutmeg oil, 2 drops lemon oil, 2 drops dill oil. I said dill oil. Stop it, guys. 1 tablespoon carrier oil like almond oil. Mix it with some Jack and a little splash of soda. That sounds good. This is in the bath. Okay, it's in the bath. Okay. Oh, no, that's the massage blend that gets rubbed onto your chest, back. I think you drink it. Chest, back, neck, shoulders. Yeah. By the way, speaking of alcohol, you aren't supposed to be drinking alcohol. I know with the election tonight. I know. Many of you are going to be drinking. I'm not going to be, because if I'm going to be on air with Rusty Humphries tonight, the last thing I want to do is make them, you know, and you know when you drink, you start to kind of let loose, then you cuss a little bit, and then you bring up old boyfriends like Dirk, and I don't want to embarrass my husband any more than I already embarrass him. But no alcohol, okay? No, avoid caffeine, avoid anything stimulating before you go to bed. Naps, you know, they always say do not take a nap during the daytime. If you do need a nap, no more than 15 minutes. They're correct on this. They are. I'm a huge nap taker though. But, you know, if I'm just, the worst time of day for me is at 2 to 5 o'clock, which is probably going to be the worst time of day for us today. We're not going to be hearing any poll results till after 5. So 2 to 5, you're just waiting and waiting. By the way, we're going to cover a story. Scientists think they know how to speed up time. I'd like to read that one with you guys. That sounds kind of kooky. But, you know, anything to make this day go faster, don't you think? But, you know, they say if you are going to nap, no more than 15 minutes. Get 1 power nap. It barely gets you into part of the REM cycle. Should be enough to do what you need to do. But I gotta admit, whether you take a 15-minute power nap or a 2.5-hour nap, you seem to have the same energy to get you through the day. But keep in mind, if your body's tired, it's because your body wants the sleep. So, you know, if you can try to avoid taking the naps and then go to bed the next, earlier that evening, try to get into that rut. You know, when I was doing my show at night, that's what I had to do. I got up, went to work, came home, took a nap, did my show, worked, went to bed at midnight. It was a crappy schedule. And then all of a sudden I moved to my schedule now where it's 9 to noon in the morning to my show, run to the office, do the office, and then nighttime is kids and reports, and I go to bed. I don't get time for a nap, and I don't need one. So, you know, work on that. Okay, so what foods help sleeping? Well, bananas help you sleep. Peanuts help you sleep. Figs, milk-based drinks. They even say carbohydrates, but not fatty chocolate. Be careful, okay? Because some of those will stimulate the caffeine, not to mention give you cavities and make you fat. Some foods contain tryptophan, which is a precursor creating melatonin. That's why we always talk about turkey, right? Some snacks, they say cookies and milk will help you put to sleep. They say that's okay. Again, watch your sugar. If you're diabetic, this doesn't even include you. Or whole grain bread with lettuce. Ugh. No, I get bored just looking at the package of the whole grain bread. That'll put you to sleep. Avoid high protein prior to bedtime. Protein keeps you awake because of the elevated levels of tyrosine. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOLLY. We're talking about foods to help you sleep, to not help you sleep. Avoid like the hot curries and spicy foods, but also don't go to bed hungry. When I'm dieting, I'll eat a very light dinner at 4 or 5 o'clock. Go to bed at like 11 o'clock. Your epinephrine kicks in. Be very careful because your epinephrine kicks in, which turns around and causes you to have gluconeogenesis to make sugar because your liver thinks you're starving. Be very careful. If you go to bed hungry, your epinephrine kicks in. But don't have a large meal either, because you also don't want to have reflux. So something small like some figs or bananas, glass of milk, good. Don't exercise in the 3 hours leading up to bedtime. Remember, exercise decreases your secretion of melatonin. Exercise is usually better first thing in the morning, okay? Now, we talked about the happy place. The happy place is extremely important. I didn't talk about computers, though. Most of our insomnia is due to computers. You know, we're running around all day. Finally, we get in front of our computer, even if it's not for work, and we look at the Twitter. We look at the Facebook. By the way, guys, if you're going to do that tonight, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. But we do. And what's on Facebook? Is it boring, sleepy things? No. It's little funny quirks. It's political comments that'll either make you mad or make you not. And not to mention all the lights and the pixels and everything you're inundated from the computer screen. No. You know, one thing I suggest is put your computer on sleep, but sit in front of the computer when it's on sleep, when it's dark. Okay? Sit for a minute or two. Start getting bored. Go, take a hot shower, climb into bed, comfy covers, etc. All right? You know, just, it's, we got to get you to sleep. All right? We'll talk about pills another day. See what you can do and tell me if it works. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY tomorrow. All right, we'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly is back. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to book the Dr. Dolly a cruise coming up this summer. Whenever you want to go on a cruise, those things you kind of need to book early because the prices keep going up each month. We've been able to lock in our rate until the cruise line in the spring is going to say, give us whatever rooms you didn't book back so we can now charge the higher rate. So while we got things still locked in, hurry and book. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. I will be hanging out with Rusty Humphreys from TRN, broadcasting some election results. Information will be up on my Facebook. I'll also put information up on Twitter. So please check that out. Cannot wait. Have you guys call in and hear how you guys are holding up. We purposely talked about sleep today because many of you couldn't sleep the night before the election. Some of you are not going to be able to sleep tonight. Even if the candidate you want wins, probably still not going to sleep tonight. Okay, what do we do? What do we do? Because it's all a waiting game. We've been waiting for years, and whether our candidate wins or not, again, it's all waiting. And I think most of us are all frustrated because we don't really control what's going on in Congress. I mean, we could vote, right? But then when you do vote, okay, what are they going to do? How quickly are they going to fix the economy? I mean, we need help, not next year, not 2 years from now. We need help tonight. All right, we have bills to pay. October bills are piling up, and it's November 6th. We need help tonight. And this waiting is really dragging on. However, if our candidate that we want to win, doesn't, we're going to have a lot of sleeping issues tonight. Okay, and remember, you guys have to go to work for those of you that have jobs tomorrow. So hopefully all the advice I gave you, will hold true. What I am going to suggest you do before I get to some more medical news right now is if you're going to be the type of person that thinks you're going to be really, really depressed if Obama wins or really depressed if Romney wins, and I get this all the time, after the election every year, when Kerry lost, I had a gentleman, he was so depressed, I thought it was going to be suicidal, right? John Kerry lost to Bush in the 2004 election. I'm like, are you kidding me? An election like this, I could believe it. Not going suicidal by any means, but I could see the depression. What I want each of you guys to do, this is going to be your homework tonight. And don't yell at me for telling you to do this. But your homework tonight is, depending on which candidate you want, I want you to write 5 positive things that could come out of the other candidate winning. I know, you're going to be pulling this out of your retroperitoneum. I get that. But I want you to do that because I do not want the depression to set in. You guys are going to get mad. You're going to get furious tonight. I know it. Or some of you are going to be happy. I hope we're all happy. I hope we are all happy. All right. But whoever is going to get mad, you need to. I've already been doing this with my husband. I go, if things go the way of Obama winning, you know, Lord help us, what can we look at that's positive? Because otherwise, I can't deal with a depressed family and depressed staff and depressed colleagues. I mean, I am not going to be walking around my city with people depressed, okay? We need to get moving, and we need to keep moving. So think of something positive, capitalize on that, and realize the government's not going to save us, and we're going to have to work to get ourselves out of this whole mess. All right? But that's going to be my, if you'd like to send me what your little positive thinking points are going to be, I think that's helpful. I know some of you are like, oh, Dahlia, could this be any more wussy? No, it's not, because you guys crying and yelling and screaming all day tomorrow is not going to help. Okay? It's not. I would rather you capitalize on something positive, you concentrate on that, and get through the remaining of the week. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So many people that we urge to take Crestor and Lipitor and statin medications, they can't because the medications cause them to have body aches. And these medications work far better in reducing cholesterol than any of the other classes out there. So when my patients say, oh, Dahlia, you got to switch you to a different class, I do, but we don't see the results. Well, apparently there's an experimental drug that uses a human monoclonal antibody. Basically, there are these antibodies that occur in humans, genetically altered in the laboratory, cloned in numbers, and introduced in the patient to target disease sites. Patients receiving this monoclonal antibody had 41% to 63% reductions in bad cholesterol, and they didn't experience muscle-related side effects. Now, reductions in your bad cholesterol, LDL, is the cornerstone of lipid-lowering therapy. And if this monoclonal antibody approach helps you lower LDL or helps allow you to take the cholesterol-lowering medication without being achy, we're already 70 steps ahead of the game. They said, of note is the reduction in the number of myalgias or muscle pains for patients compared to the number of myalgias experienced taking statins. So, why do you get muscle aches when the you take statins or cholesterol medications? Because the number one, the largest organ, basically, in your body, organ system, shall I say, that makes cholesterol, is your muscle. Okay, remember that for pop quiz coming up. Okay, it's not the liver. Liver comes second. All right, the largest organ in your body is skin. Okay, but the largest organ system in your body that produces cholesterol are your muscles. Then, second, is your liver. So the medicine works on your liver, which is why we always watch your liver levels, and it works on your muscles, which is why we also watch your CPK, and we see if you start to ache. So that'll be kind of interesting, because I can't stand it when I have a patient who's at high risk for heart disease, and I can't do anything with him because of his cholesterol. They say the best way to get a good night's sleep is to lose the beer belly. We were just talking about sleep, poor sleep, but people that have obesity, people that have a huge tummy, have higher risk of sleeping disorders. I know for a lot of us, that sounds like a, well, duh, tell us something we don't know, Dahlia, but it does. And sleeping on the stomach, very difficult for people. Now, many of you don't want to sleep on your back if you have diabetes, obesity, because of sleep apnea, but sleeping on your stomach may not help as well. I would say try to lose weight. Excuse me, lose the stomach. All right. Now, this may be good news for some of you. For some of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. They say one colonoscopy may be enough to prevent colon cancer for some. Research in the Annals of Internal Medicine, the Annals, say people whose first colonoscopy is negative may be able to rely on less invasive cancer screening and bypass repeated colonoscopy tests without increasing their risk of cancer. This could save $3 billion in healthcare costs, make Obama really happy. If Obamacare is still going on, can you imagine that? Okay, we've been cutting the mammograms, cutting the pap smears, cutting the prostate cancer checks. Now they're saying cutting colonoscopies. Scientists created models of how likely colon cancer would develop beginning at age 60. Oh, they developed models. And then they followed different screening regimens, colonoscopy every 10 years, CT scan every 5, stool test. Although colonoscopy is the most accurate, it's also the most expensive, does have a greater risk of side effects, like somebody perforating. But they said that for some people, one, just one, their whole life may be fine. Now, the United States Task Force advises against routine colon cancer screening for most adults over the age of 75. Even though elderly people are still at risk, remember the government, it's all about rationing and saving money, and older people it's also liability too. You know, an older person, if God forbid they get a complication, someone's going to say, well, the task force said they had to have them. So sometimes with our older individuals, we will do CAT scans, et cetera, but it's not good enough to find those polyps and take those polyps out. So are we going to see, as healthcare moves towards socialized medicine, one colonoscopy? I would love it, but I don't qualify. I have colon cancer in the family, both sides, so I'm going to have to go. In fact, I'm going to be getting my colonoscopy in 2 weeks. I may have to broadcast live while getting that done. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You
know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.